Today's Midwestern outlook continues to be favorable with a good mix of rain and sunshine expected to occur across all of the U.S. corn and soybean production areas. That is good and bad news for some locations. The bad news is mostly in those areas that have been hit by very strong thunderstorms in recent days and some local flooding being reported. Some of that flooding occurred yesterday across parts of eastern South Dakota and southeastern portions of North Dakota into a small part of Iowa and Minnesota. If you recall, the northern portions of Iowa as well as southern Minnesota have seen a lot of rain here recently. It fixed some of the moisture deficits that occurred over the previous 30 days, and now, of course, we're running a little bit too wet across some of this region, so some drier weather would certainly be welcome. At this point, though, it looks like more shower and thunderstorm activity will occur before we do start to see somewhat of a drier biased environment. So the overall bottom line is continued risk of some flooding and maybe even some expansion of the flooding that's already occurring across a part of this region in the upper Midwest. In general, though, the pattern is still quite favorable for most of the Midwest. We're seeing enough moisture out there coupled with warm temperatures to provide a very good environment for ongoing crop development. A frontal boundary that will move from west to east across the Midwest here today and tomorrow will likely generate the trigger mechanism for more shower and thunderstorm activity to occur across a big part of the region. After that frontal system moves on through the region, we'll see some instability showers and a weaker frontal boundary that will come across the region as we move through the weekend and into early next week. That new system will not produce nearly as much rain as this first little disturbance will. And overall, for the week, we'll see plenty of moisture across a big part of the Midwest. Many areas will pick up on moisture at one time or another. The heart of the Midwest, really from southern Minnesota and portions of Iowa into a part of Indiana and Ohio, will likely end up with some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rainfall for the next 7-day period total, and some locally greater amounts will certainly be possible, getting over 3 inches perhaps in a couple of locations. The lowermost parts of the Midwest will probably not see nearly as much rain. The same thing can be said about Michigan. Michigan will also not see a great deal of precipitation occurring across the region. The rainfall in the southwestern part of the Midwest or Corn Belt in general will likely be most significant as we move into next week and into the following weekend. At that time, a stronger cold air mass will likely drop into the Midwest and force a stronger amount of thunderstorm activity to occur in the lower parts of the Midwest, as well as the Delta in the southeastern states. At that point in time, we may see some locally heavy amounts of rainfall in some of those areas, but in general, it's going to still be timely rainfall after a short-term bout of somewhat drier weather here recently. The temperature forecast across most of the Midwest is still going to be promoting an environment here where high temperatures will get up into the 80s on a regular basis, some lower and a few middle 90s will be possible over the next couple, 2 or 3 days, actually, and we'll probably see that starting to abate, though, as we move forward in time, and we'll likely see the temperatures becoming more 70s and lower 80s as we move into the middle and latter part of next week. The forecast in general is going to be supportive of crop development across many areas, and I think the bottom line is still going to help to support a good yield potential across a big part of the region as time moves along. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.